Good afternoon, everyone. I will give you a very compact version of the first part of a joint production of José María and myself, and I will be concentrating on the physical aspects. This is actually the important point of the first part, namely thinking of the impact of physical results, because as it appears, this is not quite common in the ongoing discussion of the concepts of information. There will be actually a longer version in information, which is in the state of being pressed by now, but we don't know really when it will appear. And the draft version is available on this website. Now, essentially, we have two results, which I will report here quite shortly. The first result is an important one, dealing with the definition of information, or the concept of information, rather. And the second result will be more or less a corollary of the first. Now, the result will be that information is always meaningful, but not necessarily truthful. That is what we call a modified GDI with respect to the latest book of Luridi. And the starting point is actually that, that is in physical terms, that the universe at the Big Bang begins with a generalized process of computation, and also that energy, matter, and information are different aspects of the same underlying substratum, which usually is called matter, but we think of matter here in terms of energy that has acquired mass, contrary to energy. Normally, materialism should be called energetivism or something like that, but this is not very common. Now, first of all, referring to works of Lloyd, 2006 and 2010, the Big Bang is visualized also as a bit bang. I quote Deutsch here, bits, Boolean variables, and classical computation are all emergent or approximate properties of qubits, quantum bits, manifested mainly when they undergo decoherence. That is, as you can clearly recognize, a standpoint of quantum mechanics, and you realize that information is actually entering physics in the original way in quantum mechanics, but independent of that in classical physics in terms of thermodynamics, actually, as you might recall from Boltzmann. Now, the idea goes back until Wheeler's 1977 paper with the famous result of it from bit, namely the universe be fundamentally an information processing system from which the appearance of matter appears at a higher level of reality. In other words, you have here already an evolutionary standpoint, you have a system standpoint, and information is everywhere ubiquitous here. And starting from Wheeler, Paula Zizi and Lloyd have formulated the it from qubit principle in 1999, namely that everything what there is actually something like a superposition of quantum information. Once more, I refer to Deutsch. The world is made of qubits, what we perceive to some degree of approximation as a world of single-valued variables is actually part of a larger reality in which the full answer to a yes-no question is not just yes or no, nor even both yes and no in parallel, but a quantum observable, something that can be represented as a large Hermitian matrix. Now, most prominent is this idea just presently in ongoing research in modern physics in what is called loop quantum gravity, which is the competitor of superstrings. One of the inventors of this theory, Ashtekar, originally at Pittsburgh, PA, in 1998, I quote him, just as a polymer, the fundamental one-dimensional excitation of geometry can be packed appropriately to provide a geometry which, when coarse-grained on scales much larger than the Planck lengths, resembles continuous geometries. You realize here the approximate character I've just quoted from Deutsch in terms of quantum information. Now, loop quantum gravity is called loop quantum gravity because loops are named after Wilson-type loops, figures which are essentially closed curves carrying quantized electric flux and being organized into hexagonal networks called spin networks. I simply refer to this as an aside. You find plenty of literature in our paper referring to these results, which go primarily back to Roger Penrose, actually, and his work on spin networks. Now, essentially, what we do here is to deal with holonomies, namely representing a generalized kind of parallel transport described in terms of a suitable Lie group element. Now, what does it actually mean? In principle, you could say that what we deal here with is to visualizing the universe as something which is being produced by parallel transport in a generalized sense rather than by a geometry. So in other words, a geometry itself is being produced by this kind of generalized parallel transport. Parallel transport, you know, from elementary geometry, but we mean here the transport of a generalized vector field, which is relevant for the implicit theory, which I will not refer to in detail. Now, the result of evaluating a Wilson loop about a very small planar circle around a point X is proportional to the area enclosed by this circle times the corresponding value of the curvature tensor of the gauge field evaluated at X, which is a result of Lewis Kaufman from 1994. In fact, you realize that there is a close relationship to what is called gauge theory, and this has to do with symmetries in physics produced by certain transformations. And in fact, as it turns out, this is very important for describing the organizational features of physical systems, in other words, for describing information. A spin network, then, is a linear combination of products of holonomies of closed curves that wrap along the graph in this sense. So we are back, actually, to a graphical representation again. As I just mentioned, in quantum gravity, it's quite common to have knotted network graphs in order to represent very much of involved mathematics from differential geometry and topology, in fact. Now, evolution turns out as organization here in terms of physical cosmology. If, as Lee Smolin says in 1997, a theory of cosmology must, in order to be self-consistent, be a theory of the self-organization of the universe, the very aspect of organization entails a concept of information on an equal footing with the concept of energy. This is for those who know the mathematics, what I mean, in order to illustrate that the loop is actually a parallel propagator, we are back to Feynman integrals, as you can perhaps realize, but we will not look more closely to this. Now, so what we are really doing in quantum gravity is writing down quantum logic gates which manipulate qubits in an SU2 invariant way, that is the appropriate symmetry group. We are seeing how to build little Lorentz invariant quantum computers, and from this viewpoint, what the model, which is called the Barrett-Crane model, does is to build a theory of quantum gravity out of these little Planck-scale quantum computers, so that these little Planck-scale quantum computers are actually what we can call agents, agents producing the universe. Okay, I skip the mathematical detail, but this here is important in order to determine the entropy of the process involved, because it actually shows that these loops in loop quantum gravity can be visualized as autonomous agents in the sense of Stuart Kaufman, who is coming from complexity theory and self-organized criticality in the sense of the Santa Fe School. Now, this is perhaps not very easy to recognize. You see here the hexagonal structures of the spin network, which are corresponding to a space triangulation. In fact, this enables you to actually quantize space and time in terms of spin networks, so that you are really on the Planck level and have the smallest parts of space and time you can possibly produce. Now, on the macroscopic scale, if you think of this process as a superposition which eventually produces emergent classical and macroscopic effects, you are here on the stage of cobordisms. There is, in fact, a direct transformation from the respective group of spin networks into the cobordisms, which means that the theory itself is actually describing this sort of emergence. So you have, in fact, a mediation between the microscopic and macroscopic level of information processing. Now, if you then adopt Wittgenstein's perspective that the meaning of a piece of information is to be found in the action of this information provokes, then you see that action we have here from the beginning on, namely spin networks as a fundamental fabric of space, processing information by organizing cooperating loops to constitute these very networks. In other words, you will have meaning from the beginning on because you have action from the beginning on. And the consequences we have here once more is loops as autonomous agents on the very fundamental level of physics. Then we stay with Floridi's formulations called in his book ON1 through 4, but we dispute that false information is no information, an argument I can perhaps give later in the discussion. And we differ between pre-reflexive and reflexive, that is, human types of meaning, because obviously reflexive can only be human interpretation, which is not actually needed for the physical level. As a second result, the consequence is that there is actually no trilemma, which is called Kapuro's trilemma, because evolutionary levels are organized according to their degree of complexity, namely consistent with the superposition principle and according to the what Stuart Kaufmann calls the fourth law of thermodynamics. Complexity can be actually visualized as a unfolding of distinction, which is going back to Spencer Brown, recently used again by Lewis Kaufmann in knot theory. I will simply show you that by a simple handling of sets, you can produce complex structures which are actually clarifying distinctions as a differentiation. Hence, you are dealing with a differentiation of differences, and that is what you call evolution. Now, complexity can therefore be visualized as a distinction. That is the difference that makes the difference, namely distinguishing distinctions or differentiating differences, referring to a dialectics of systems, and the laws of form and the logic of non-duality introduced by Lewis Kaufmann in knot theory, and I refer to this web page. And I skip the very nicely artistic tables for security because I'm running out of time. Thank you very much.